This is Help Wanted, the show that makes your work work for you. I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
And I'm money expert Nicole Lappin. On Tuesdays, Jason and I answer the helpline and help callers solve their work problems.
And on Thursdays, I give you one way to improve your work and build a career or company you love.
And it starts now.
Something in your life has changed, or maybe it's about to change. And now you are questioning yourself. This change isn't bad, per se. Maybe it's good. It's a new job, a new city, a new path. But it's also scary, because the change feels bigger than all that. It's not just a change to a job, a city, a new path. It feels like a change to your identity. Now you're asking yourself a really big question, like, who am I anymore? Today, I will help you answer that question. This answer will give you new purpose. It'll embolden you, and it'll help you become more comfortable with change. And to find it, I'm going to share an exercise that I have done for thousands of people, as well as the most memorable, incredible answer that anyone's ever given me. Okay, to appreciate all this, let's just step back for a second. We all make a mistake. You make it right now. I've made it for a long time. And that mistake is that we tie our identities too closely to the roles we occupy or the tasks we perform. What does that mean? Well, if someone came up to you at a party and asked, "What do?" your answer would probably be some version of that. It would be the role you occupy or the tasks you perform, which is to say, it would probably be your job or your title or something you do. For a long time, I would have said, "I'm a magazine editor." And there's nothing wrong with that in theory, but it sets us up for a massive disruption. Because consider it, you are tying your identity to changeable things. Your job could disappear, your tasks could be replaced. And when that happens, it won't just be a change to your work, it'll feel like an undercutting of your identity. I made this mistake for years. When I thought of myself purely as a magazine editor, I was terrified of layoffs and dismissive of other careers. I just couldn't imagine doing anything else. Why? Because I was a magazine editor. It was my identity. And with that as my identity, I couldn't imagine what else I could be. I couldn't even engage with the idea of it. Eventually, I realized this mistake. I was making a terrible mistake, and it was making me miserable. So I decided I needed a new, more foundational identity, a way to understand myself no matter what changes came my way. I needed to understand what did not change in times of change. So I came up with an exercise, which really helped me. I think it'll help you too. It's this: come up with a mission statement. Right here, right now, as you are listening to this, think about it, maybe even hit pause to really consider it. I want you to come up with a mission statement for yourself. The rules are simple. Rule number one, your mission statement should be one short sentence. Rule number two, the first word of your mission statement is I. Rule number three, after that, each word should be carefully selected because it is not anchored to something that's easily changeable. Given these rules, I cannot say I am a magazine editor. That can't be my mission statement. That's too easily changeable. Yeah, I work at a magazine today, but what happens if I'm fired later today? Well, then I'm not a magazine editor anymore, which means my identity is gone. Too changeable. That's why I came up with this mission statement for myself instead. I tell stories in my own voice. I tell stories in my own voice. Stories is the most important word there. Nobody can take stories away from me. I tell stories in my newsletter. I tell them to you on this podcast. I tell stories when I consult, when I speak on stage, in infinite other ways. That's what I do. You cannot take that away from me. No layoff, no lost job can take stories away from me. With this mission statement, I am telling myself I have value no matter what changes in my life. Now, think of your own mission statement. Imagine how many possibilities it creates for you. You are no longer anchored to a specific role or career. Now you see your transferable value. Change is no longer disruptive. Instead, every change becomes a new opportunity to do what you do best. Now, I came up with this exercise a few years ago when I was writing my book. Readers liked it, so I wondered, should I do this at my speaking gigs? This made me nervous. I'm usually speaking in front of really experienced professionals. Would they find this too basic? Too silly? But I tried the exercise out, and it became the most popular part of my talk. Seasoned executives would approach me afterward, eager to tell me their mission statement. They'd say things like, I help teams achieve greatness, or I solve the most complex problems. The CEO of a baking mix company, which was going through some big changes, told me, we bring joy to people with sweet baked goods. These answers, they're so great because they create resiliency. Teams always need help achieving greatness. Complex problems will always exist. People will always want joy, and it's fine if they lose interest in baking mixes, for example, because they'll never lose interest in sweet baked goods. That's the power of the mission statement, of finding the words carefully selected because they are not anchored to something that's easily changeable. It means that the value you have to offer is also not easily changeable. And this stuff is true for you in whatever way you want to create your mission statement. You have something that is always needed. You can always have value. But the most memorable answer that I've ever heard when I've given a talk and run through this exercise, and by the way, when I talk, I go through, it's like a much longer exercise and there are a number of steps. I'm just kind of giving you the real brief of it here, but it's a whole experience when I'm on stage. Anyway, the most memorable answer that I heard came from a woman in Chicago. And when you hear her answer, it's going to change how you think about your entire career and life. So here it is. This woman comes up to me after I give a talk in Chicago, and she says, I just want to thank you because you helped me embrace the next phase of my life. And then she told me her story. She had built a successful consulting firm, but recently put it on hold to raise her child full time. This change gave her an existential crisis. She had spent decades thinking of herself as a consultant. Her work was her identity. And she doesn't relate to being a stay-at-home mom, even though that's what she's doing now. I keep asking myself, who am I? She told me. And then it hit her. Her mission statement is, I help people become the best versions of themselves. This mission statement doesn't just describe her work. It connects the two major pursuits in her life. It's the work she did as a consultant and the work she's doing today as a parent. She can continue this work for the rest of her life in whatever form she wants. Now I understand what I do, she told me, and it's made me feel so much better. This is what change really looks like. It is not about losing everything you have, and it's not about losing yourself. It's about knowing what you always have, despite whatever changes around you. Picture a galaxy. You are the sun. You are the bright, burning mass that warms everything in your orbit. But some old planets fly away, and new ones appear, some inch closer and some further. And no matter what, you continue to burn, bright as ever, because your value to those planets is constant, because you are always needed, because you know what you really are. Now, as you may know, that is something that I wrote for my newsletter. It's called One Thing Better. Each week, one way to be more successful and satisfied at work and build a career or company that you love. I read the newsletters here on Help Wanted every Thursday, so you can just stay tuned to this and you will get them. But if you want to get them earlier, because I read them on Help Wanted a few weeks later, as well as a bunch of other goodies that I put in there and ways to interact with me, then subscribe at onethingbetter.email. That's a web address, onethingbetter.email. And if you came up with a mission statement, let me know what it is, because I love hearing that stuff. Help Wanted is a production of Money News Network. Help Wanted is hosted by me, Jason Pfeiffer.
And me, Nicole Lappin. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. If you want some help, email our helpline at helpwanted@moneynewsnetwork.com for the chance to have some of your questions answered on the show. And follow us on Instagram at Money News and TikTok at Money News Network for exclusive content and to see our beautiful faces. Maybe a little dance?
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
All right. Well, talk to you soon.